close my eyes, hear the flowers grow as you lay sleeping in my arms.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. It's time for some political talk with Sherilyn Harley Laban, who is co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. She has so many other accomplishments, but I don't want to waste time talking about how wonderful she is. I want you to hear how wonderful she is. Welcome back to the show, Sherilyn.
Oh, great to be with you, Bruce.
I look forward to our segment so much because I believe you have just such wisdom to offer. And you're kind of that combination of perfect woman to me. You're attractive, you're smart, you're a mom, you're politically astute. Boy, I wish I'd met you before we were both married.
Oh, Bruce, you're so kind. You are so kind.
And I know what's worse is when we finally meet in real life, I'm going to fall in love with you even more. And I mean that, of course, figuratively, not to be overly flirtatious. So I opened up my show today, and I said, I have one word as far as politics. And I said, Putin, Putin, Putin. I'm not sure you want to talk about Syria and Putin and Obama, but I didn't have time to talk to you on the break. Really, what would you like to talk about today?
Well, I'd like to talk about the shooting that we had, you know, on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, you know, once again, this administration is failing to address this issue of mental illness and how that seems to be at the core of all of these shootings that happen all over the country.
And well, many of them. It wasn't in the case of the Fort Hood one. That was workplace violence, as you well know. That was not terrorism.
No, I'm not saying terrorism. I'm saying mental illness because, as you know.
No, I'm joking about the Don't think mental illness was involved. I think misguided thinking and religious zealotry was involved. But the fact that Obama continues to call that a workplace incident and none of the survivors get any of the benefits that victims of terrorism get. None of our military that were hurt, harmed, killed. It is a travesty beyond belief. But let's get back to the mental illness thing. I actually have horrible personal experience in this regard because my ex-wife was mentally ill and nobody was paying attention. Now, she was never going to hurt anybody. At least I don't think so. But in California, where the mental illness laws are even, or the right to privacy freedom laws are even more extreme than many other states, she could not be committed until finally the police picked her up because they deemed her a danger to others or herself. And then finally, after all the begging that I had done with her family, finally, when the police literally picked her up and involuntarily committed her, she's gotten some help, thank God. Now, she didn't go out and hurt anybody and didn't hurt herself, but it had to be that extreme to get her help?
Right. I mean, and that is the problem. And what I think many people on Capitol Hill don't want to acknowledge and recognize is that, you know, these policies that we put in place in the late 70s and 80s were ones of basically right to privacy prevail over safety. And as you recall in Newton.
And decency. Let's talk about the homeless situation.
Exactly.
Okay, again, not necessarily violence or killing, but it is reducing certain areas of certain communities to just unpleasant environments because you have these homeless people who are mostly drug addicts and or released mentally ill patients that are littering our public spaces.
Yes, absolutely right, Bruce. So there needs to be an examination of how we deal with the mentally ill and perhaps a look at not waiting until they harm someone, as in the case of Newton, right? The mother said she was told that she had to wait until her son committed a crime. Well,
or the case of in Colorado or Arizona, excuse me, the guy who shot up our former congresswoman.
Sandy Gifford, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Same exact case.
So, There really needs to be an examination of mental illness and the policy in this country instead of, you know, yet again pivoting to gun control. Gun control is not the problem here, Bruce. It is not.
Well, you know, thankfully, at least I haven't seen a whole lot of that gun control bandwagon this time.
No, because they're just caught up in so many other issues. I mean, basically, you know, this whole push to defund Obamacare, that's taken up all the energy and all the, you know, all of the space and airtime right now. That is focus, my dear. That's all anybody is talking about. It's defunding Obamacare, you know, what the Senate's going to do, you know, how the House is going to do whatever various maneuvers it needs to do to pass.
Well, can we talk about that a moment? I've already seen the Democrats starting to build up their talking point of just blaming the Republicans. And I wonder at what point are the Obama supporters or even the zealots going to look at the fact that the Republicans are only talking about holding up one program that the majority of America doesn't like. They're not talking about
53%, and let's be very specific. 53% of Americans are saying they do not want Obamacare. 53%. Okay.
Well, I actually thought it was higher, but okay. But it's
you can fudge it. Right. Majority. Right. And here's the other thing to keep in mind is that you've got this whole push by labor unions who are saying, look, this doesn't work for us.
The ones who supported it initially, now second thoughts, but they get waivers, as do all members of Congress, as do all of Obama's big corporate sponsors.
Right, so all of them.
Why is this not a gigantic scandal? I just don't get it.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Benghazi, why is that not a big scandal?
Why is that not?
How can Hillary even be considered a front runner when
she
basically allowed four Americans to die?
And still, no, there is still no explanation as to why, you know, special forces couldn't be sent in. This Victoria Nuland, who was the spokesperson at the time, who also has been implicated in various cover-ups regarding Benghazi, she's just been confirmed for another, obviously, Senate confirmable spot. So there's a lot of dirty hands in this.
Okay.
A lot of dirty hands, and
it's
frustrating.
So corrupt. It just breaks my heart. This is the world our kids are growing up in. No wonder so many of them feel lost. They look around, and who do they have as models? I mean, sports heroes, you have Lance Armstrong. And then you have all your baseball players on steroids and your NFL players that murder, rape, or...
Well, exactly. Thank you. You said it. They murder, they rape, and what type of example are they setting for the next generation? It's like, oh, okay.
And then we have our president who basically lies. Let's just call it as it is. Says one thing, changes his mind, and then accuses John Boehner of changing his mind. Well, red line means nothing. Then he changes his mind, and then he just turns over our power to that wonderful, reliable guy, Putin. I mean,
exactly. Now here's and what a joke that was, that Putin, you know, is propelled to the national stage as
International stage.
Thank you for correcting me. The international stage as the savior for Syria. I mean,
He does look good shirtless. So I do think that certainly is important. Maybe President Obama should. There was a contrasting pictures that were hysterical, showing a shirtless Putin carrying a rifle. Contrasting President Obama on what looked like a bicycle that was too small for him, with a helmet on, looking like a little boy riding a bicycle. And he's the so-called leader of the free world. Well, who would you rather have fighting for you?
Right, exactly. So
but on the surface of it, I look at those pictures, and it's comical.
It is quite comical. And then you have good old John Kerry. Remember John Kerry reporting for duty? Thank goodness.
You mean Mrs. Hines?
thank goodness for the Swiss
or Mr. Hines, excuse
veterans.
Me, he's Mr.
Mr. Hines.
Hines,
the Swiss boat veterans for truth, remember them from 04.
Yes.
There you have him emerging, you know, as this the main negotiator on Syria. Oh,
well,
I mean, this is
talk about someone. I don't care for Kerry at all, but was he thrown under the bus or what by Obama? Nobody is safe in the administration. Whatever suits Obama, he does, no matter who he hurts along the way. Most of all, he's hurting our country. The
most
credibility gap that has resulted from this particular incident with Syria and Putin is a gigantic bolster to every enemy of our country.
Absolutely right. I cannot disagree with you, Bruce. Sadly, I cannot disagree with you.
Well, we're almost out of time. What final words? I've kind of just gotten a little, you've gotten me heated because this stuff just makes me nuts. But what final words do you have for our audience and where can they find you, Cheryl?
The final words for your listeners are, you know, your listeners, everybody, we all need to just read, pay attention, and question. Question, is this the lives you want for your children and grandchildren? And if this is not the type of life you want, then we need to start electing people, even starting at dog catcher level, that represent the type of life and world you want for your children, plain and simple. And
well said. Where can you be found, Sherilyn, if you want to be found?
Yes, I do want to be found. They can find me at Harley Levon, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Levon, L-E-V-O-N on Twitter.
Excellent. Thank you, Cherilyn. Talk to you, I hope, next week. Stay tuned for Pastor Drew for Spiritual Rev. You're not available next week?
Me?
Are you available next week?
I'm not sure, but I'll let you know, my dear.
Oh, I hate it when you're not on my show. All right, stay tuned,
everybody.
Bye-bye. Pastor Drew. We'll be right back. Bye, Cherilyn.
Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.